Just living out each day, honouring God, following Jesus wherever he leads, standing apart from the evil that the world peddles as being the norm in this enlightened era in which we live, can be a lonely pursuit. Hi, I'm Bertie Dimet, and welcome again to Fresh. That social and moral loneliness shouldn't come as any surprise to you as you swim against the tide, as you honour God amidst the lostness of this world, because there's absolutely nothing new in any of that. In the years following the death, resurrection, and ascension of Jesus, as Christianity was being birthed out of Judaism, many thought it downright scandalous that the gospel, the good news of Jesus, should be shared with the Gentiles. After all, the Jews were God's chosen people. And yet the Apostle Paul was called to share the good news of Jesus with precisely those people, the Gentiles. Here's how it played out. 2 Timothy chapter 4, beginning at verse 16. The first time I defended myself, no one helped me. Everyone left me. I pray that God will forgive them. But the Lord stayed with me. The Lord gave me strength so that I could tell the good news everywhere. He wanted all those who were not Jews to hear the good news. So I was saved from the lion's mouth. The Lord will save me when anyone tries to hurt me. He will bring me safely to his heavenly kingdom. Glory forever and ever be the Lord's. Amen. As you quietly, gently, and kindly live out your obedience and faith in Jesus, as you hang out with sinners not to condone their behavior, but to share God's love with them, don't be surprised at the loneliness. And don't be afraid, because the Lord will carry you safely through right to the end. That's his word, fresh for you today. Back there in Paul's story, those who should have defended him deserted him. People can be really difficult. That's why I'd love to send you your free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called Dealing with Difficult People. To request yours, stop by at christianityworks.com and you'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. That web address again is christianityworks.com.